News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply. State Senator Foy Przanski on. Foy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Hope you're doing well.
We have another week underway, getting close to June. It's been about 2.5 months or so since we've been dealing with this whole COVID-19 pandemic as it impacts Oregon. What are some of the things you've been involved with in recent days as a member of the legislature?
Well, I want to say hopefully everyone had a great Memorial Day weekend. We're still looking to see how things are playing out in the sense of all the counties that have opened up. We have 34 of the 36 counties. Only Washington and Multnomah counties are the ones that are not in phase one. And hoping that we don't see a resurgence as we've seen just across the northern boundary in Clark County, where Vancouver, Washington is. Also working on projects as to trying to mitigate out the concerns for adults in custody, meaning those that are serving prison terms, as to the breakout in COVID-19 and two of the facilities that have been hit hard. And we're also starting today hearings. We have our legislative day hearings that are going to be scheduled through the virtual means, and the House committees are doing theirs starting today through the through Thursday, and then next week the Senate will be doing the same Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Now, is it normal for both chambers to have the legislative days different times?
No, and that's kind of a puzzling thing for myself. There's two things. Number one is electronics and the sense of the bandwidth that's necessary to have the committees all meet at the same time. Just even if the committees are meeting separately, you still need to have the facilities and the ability within the electronic system, whatever that is, to actually accommodate that much activity. The other concern for myself is normally these two Senate and House Judiciary Committees would be meeting jointly during the interim because it really gives us an opportunity to hear from each other as we're having presentations. Unfortunately, we will not be able to do that this session. And so we have the House will be doing theirs, I believe, tomorrow. And then we're scheduled to have ours on next Wednesday in the morning from 8 to 11.
Has there been any talk of bringing lawmakers back into the offices in Salem?
Not at this point. I can't really speak for the House. What I can say is that their rules are not as clear as ours are. We believe that the Senate rules do allow for us to meet remotely, at least from what we've been told. And so if you are needing to do some type of votes and stuff, it's still questionable as to how the House would need to handle that if we were actually in going into some type of special session.
And, of course, this issue is being faced all over the country and even with Congress as well, looking at how to make the rules, having to follow the rules, but at the same time having to deal with the situation and not wanting to have so many folks from so many locations all together at the same time.
That's true, and I think that's one of the questions that has been asked, because these would be, let's say for the House, if they went ahead and met virtually without doing some type of official change in their rules, what, if any, impact would that have on legislation that they actually handled during that time? Personally, it seems to me that's an internal rule, would not go to the merits of the legislation they look at, but that's one of those things I know that they're questioning.
As we begin to reopen different areas, what are you observing around the Eugene area in particular?
Well, it's interesting. With everything coming right on the national holiday weekend, I did see what I would thought of was a number of individuals not socially distancing. Many of those individuals did have masks, but many of them didn't. And that's one of the concerns I have with the university here. I have the opportunity to see a lot of young people together, and unfortunately, sometimes they appear to be too together and not having that distance between themselves.
It was interesting. While I was out walking yesterday, I encountered a couple of sets of people, don't know anything about them, but essentially socially distancing in parking lots yesterday to get, looked like maybe family or close friends to meet up together, and saw groups of 4, 6, 8. They were all kind of separated out, just taking up a few parking spaces, and that was their way of spending some time together.
That's very, very true. Same up here as, the larger parking lot such as at the Valley River Mall, Valley River Center. There is just a very, very large parking lot that's pretty well open. And that's true. I've seen a number of individuals doing that. We had something in our neighborhood that was impromptu. One of the individuals plays the banjo, and they decided to have a little evening concert of about an hour length of time. Someone decided to kind of just close off the streets, and then people socially distanced and listened. I was able to actually continue to doing some of the yard work and just being serenaded, quote-unquote, by the banjo music and the singing that was happening just down the street. And people came out of their houses and were just enjoying it.
It's interesting how resourceful and how out of the box people are thinking. Now, in the legislative aspect of the business community, though, in terms of the impacts of COVID-19 for such a rapid and abrupt shutdown, obviously, this has impacted businesses, and it's impacted businesses not only making money, but paying money, which is impacting the state budget.
Absolutely. All of those things are so tied together, Kyle, and that's one of the things that we're seeing. Businesses taking different approaches as to what they think is right or not for their particular needs. Some have actually opened up, such as the restaurants, to start doing some type of on-premises serving. Others have not. I've talked to a number of individuals. I'm on a weekly call with the mayors here in Eugene and local business people. And you get a hodgepodge of ways that they think that it's best to handle it. But you're right. It also all has an impact on to the state coffers as to the revenue that we need to be able to pay for services and provide for those in need.
And
so we're really trying to figure out, you know, what is that mix? And, you know, one of those things is many businesses don't want to reopen only to have to reclose, such as what's happening in Clark County.
Yeah, and that's definitely a concern for the businesses that are reopening up, though, bringing workers back, but some that are slower to do so or maybe not needing as many workers. You still have this just record level of unemployment, and still, here we are, 2.5 months later, still people unable to get through to the employment department.
Well, there, I understand it's getting better. It's not as what we would want it to be, but it's getting much better as to the turnaround from the constituents that we're serving, that we're getting information to, and then they're pursuing it, and they're getting through and getting their claims registered and actually, in some cases, paid immediately. You know, it is one of those situations, though, we do really need to figure out, you know, how do we move forward in a constructive way that we don't see businesses basically shutting back down? Because many of the business owners I've spoken to, they feel that one of the biggest problems they have right now are some of their long-term employees are not really comfortable coming back. And unfortunately, some feel that they're doing pretty well financially under the unemployment payments from the federal government. That they don't really need to do so. And one of the things is you have to have that comfort level. You know, I don't know if it would be best to have people there who are not doing their job because they're too concerned for their health, which is rightfully something to be concerned with. And even under the unemployment rules, there is a proviso for individuals not to have to go back if they fear for their safety or if they don't have child care. With, you know, the schools being closed and child care being even offered in communities.
Yeah, that's definitely been an aspect as well. And for single parents or in some cases working parents, also with kids, especially younger ones, trying to do school from home, that's creating its own set of issues as well.
Well, it is. And it's quite interesting as we start seeing how much we have, as a society, started relying on communicating through electronics. And the impact that it has had as to being able to actually get on your computer, do the work that you normally would be able to do without any problems as to connecting or processing stuff. And with everyone trying to use those bandwidths, we're seeing still a lot of issues there, too.
And some parents struggling with trying to maintain their job schedules if they can't afford childcare and they've got younger kids staying at home for education.
That's true, and that's part of the provisos, and I have not checked personally with the employment division, but my understanding, those are legitimate reasons for individuals not going back to work under those type of situations.
All right, lots to keep track of, and out of time for now. State Senator Floyd Przanski, thanks for being on this morning.
Kyle, thank you much. Maybe even next week we can get on and we can see how we went with the virtual meetings.
All right, perfect. 8:43 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Attention.